Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I am. Today we're going to be looking at words in the UGG word family, and I cannot wait to begin. But before we do, I just want to go over a couple of things with you. First, this is called Listen and Learn. So I'm going to be asking you to listen and do some things. If you think I'm going too fast for you, I don't want you to be stressed out. I want you to have fun. I want you to think to yourself, hooray, I get to do Listen and Learn today. It's the best day ever. So if you're feeling stressed, you're not going to think that. So if you feel I'm going too fast for you, I want you to take a deep breath. And remember that you can color at the end when you have extra time. But the first part of Listen and Learn is listen. When I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, please listen and do it. Thank you. All right, let's get started. As always, the first thing we have to do is write our name at the top. So please do that now, and I will do it too. And remember to write neatly. Stay on the line. My name is Mrs. Oldham, if you forgot. Okay, and then when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. You can see a picture at the top of our page. I'm going to tell you a little story about our picture, and then we're going to color some of the things in our picture. We're also going to be looking for some words that belong in the UGG word family. All right, here we go. So as you can see, there's a little girl. She has a teddy bear, and she's standing next to a table with some stuff on it. Well, what it is she went camping with her family. And you can't see her parents because they're taking a picture of her. They told her that they wanted to take her picture, and they said, please get on the rug. And the word rug belongs in the UGG word family. So what I would like you to do is get a green crayon, some kind of a green crayon. I will too. I'm not picky. The one I picked up just happens to be a greeny yellow, but that's okay. And I want you to color the rug that the little girl is standing on green. And while we color, you may begin, while we color the rug green, I'm going to sound out the word rug. Here I go. R-U-G. Rug. Now, we're working on the UGG word family. So UGG can be a chunk. We can call it a chunk. So let's sound out rug with the UGG chunk at the end. R-U-G. Rug. There it is. It works. It's part of the UGG word family. Now remember to color neatly and don't color too hard. And part of the listening part is even if you wanted to color that rug pink, I asked you to color it green, so that's what we're looking to see if you'll do. All right. I'm almost finished coloring my rug, which makes me think you're probably almost finished coloring your rug. So in 5 seconds, I'm going to ask you to put your green crayon down. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, so the little girl got on the rug and then she said, wait, Mom and Dad, wait. I want to get my teddy bear. I want my teddy bear to be in the picture, please. And her mom and dad said, okay, let's take one with your teddy bear and one without your teddy bear. And the little girl said, no, wait. I want to take a picture. I want to hug my teddy bear and you take a picture while I hug my teddy bear. So her parents said, okay, so let's color the teddy bear brown. Will you find some kind of brown crayon? And let's color her teddy bear brown because she wanted to hug the teddy bear while she had her picture taken. So go ahead and color the teddy bear brown, and I will sound out the word hug for you because that's what she wanted to do for the picture. She wanted to hug her teddy bear. Your coloring, I'll sound out hug. Ug, hug, ug, hug. Remember, our word family is ug, so that's going to be the chunk at the end of the word. So let's try ug. Yep, hug. It belongs in the word family ug. It also sounds a lot like the word rug. Hug, rug. Yep, guess what? Bonus! They rhyme. They're in the same word family. They both end with ug. So they rhyme. The hug that she will give her teddy bear is happening on the rug by her feet. Yep, that's what's happening. Now, I'm almost finished coloring my teddy bear. So you keep coloring and I'll keep coloring, but I'm pretty much almost done. Remember to color neatly too, because I don't want it to be sloppy. I know you don't want it to be sloppy. You want to do your best work. All right, so there she is. Let me hug my teddy bear, Mommy and Daddy, in the picture. Okay, all right. I'm going to ask you to put down your brown crayon, finished or not, in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you, boys and girls. All right. So we have a hug happening on top of the rug. And then on our picnic table, that's the table that she's standing next to, there are some things on it. And I see two things that look the same and one thing that looks different. Let's look at the two things that look the same. Do you know what those are called? They belong in the UGG word family. And it's a special kind of a name, and it's like a cup, but it's not a cup. Yes, it's a mug. Boys and girls, I see two of them. So I want you to find the one that is closest to the girl. That's on the left. I want you to find the mug that is the closest one to the girl. And I want you to color that mug purple. Find some kind of purple crayon. And let's color that mug, the one closest to the girl, purple. All right. I'm going to sound out mug while we color. M-U-G, mug. M-U-G, mug. So our word family's UGG. So the chunk UGG can be at the end. UGG, mug, there we go. It also, you know it, rhymes with hug and rug. The mug was by the rug. The mug was by the rug and the teddy bear got a hug. Oh yeah, oh yeah. When you have words that rhyme, it's so easy to sing. At least I think so. I love to sing. All right. Take about 5 more seconds to color that mug purple. And then we will move on. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay. Then we have that big tall thing. It's the only one like it. It's tall. It has a little handle and a little lid on the top. And, you know, it's like a container, and it's got a drink inside there. Do you know what that big container is called? Do you have any idea? It belongs in the UGG word family. Yes, I heard you. Jug. Nice work. Okay, let's color our jug yellow, because guess what? There's lemonade inside that jug. I don't know if you like lemonade, but I do. So let's color our mug yellow. Your jug yellow. All right, here we go. I'll sound out jug while you color. J-U-G, jug. J-U-G, jug. And the word family's UGG. So what's our word chunk? Yes, UGG. So I'll sound it out with the chunk at the end. J-UGG, jug. And guess what? What's the bonus? Right, it rhymes. Jug rhymes with mug, rhymes with hug, rhymes with rug. It's all together. It's fabulous. The jug was by the mug, by the rug, and the girl gave the teddy bear a hug. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, I'll stop. I just heard someone ask me to stop. Was it you? I sure hope it wasn't you. That's not nice. I'm going to ask you to put down your yellow crayon in 5, 4, 3, finished or not? 2, and 1. Thank you. All right, let's pick up our pencils. We're going to do a little bit of writing. You should find number 1, and you'll see there's 3 little lines together, then a big space, and then there's 2 long lines together all across. We're going to look at the little lines, the 3 little lines. Each one of those little lines you're going to write a letter on. So I'll say the sound, you write the letter. So number 1, here we go. Write the first letter that you hear me sound out. Here we go. J, j. Very good. You should have written a J. Scoot to the second little line. U. And the last one, g, g, g. Good. Jug. J, ug, jug. Now scoot to the middle line, the big long middle line. Let's write jug all together. J, a, g, jug. And scoot across. Let's write it one more time for extra practice. J, U, G, jug. The jug had lemonade in it. All right, let's try number 2. Write the letter that you hear. Yes, M. Scoot, U, g, 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 nice job, mug, mug, scoot to the middle, let's write it all together, mug, mug, nice work, and scoot to the last line, we'll write it all together at the same time, mug. Mug. Excellent. Ready for number 3? I am. Here we go, number 3. Write the letter that you hear me say. Ha, ha, ha. Yes. H. U. G, g, g. G. Hug. Excellent. Scoot across. Let's go to the middle. Let's write it together while I sound it out for you. G, hug. Excellent. And the last time for extra practice, H, U, G, hug. Awesome. All right, number 4 is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a word in the UG family, but it's not one of the ones that we practiced in our picture because I want to see if you can still do it. All right, let's look at number 4. Here we go. B, 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 nice. U, g, 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 excellent. B, ug, bug, you got it, you know it. There could have been a bug in that picture because, I mean, they are camping, and when you're camping, there's lots of bugs everywhere. But we left it out on purpose. All right, scoot to the middle. I'll sound it out. You write the letters. B, a, g, bug. And let's write it one last time for extra practice. B, u, g, b, a, g, bug. All right, awesome. You may put your pencil down. We're going to read our words. We're going to start on number 1 and we're going to go down until we've read them all. So let's read number 1. Ready? Jug. Number 2, mug. Number 3, hug. Number 4, bug. Awesome. Okay, this time we're going to read them going down, but I'm not going to say the numbers. We'll just read them like a list. Ready? Here we go. Number 1. Here we go. Jug. Mug, hug, bug. And just for fun, let's read them backwards. Start on number 4 and go up. Bug, hug, mug, jug. Yep, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thank you for having fun with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.